Virginia's broken election system and what Lara Logan reveals. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 34. How a national warning exposes the deep structural failures already undermining elections in the Commonwealth. America's constitutional crisis is no longer theoretical. It's already unfolding here in Virginia. A recent long-form interview featuring investigative journalist Lara Logan, former CIA officer Gary Bernstein, and author Ralph Petsulo has ignited a national debate about election systems, foreign influence, and the erosion of institutional accountability. The claims and testimony they present are theirs alone, but the vulnerabilities they describe on a global scale map almost exactly onto the problems Virginians have been documenting for years. Whether every detail of their warning proves accurate is beside the point. The patterns are undeniable, and the consequences, if left unaddressed, are catastrophic. Because the truth is simple, the conditions that weaken elections in unstable nations are the very conditions we now see in Virginia. Our election system is not merely at risk, it is already broken, structurally, constitutionally, and operationally. And what the Logan interview reveals only underscores how urgent the crisis has become. Gary Bernstein and Ralph Petsulo explain how America's enemies, foreign and domestic, are stealing the republic. We dissect the controversial involvement of Smartmatic in the U.S. election system and explore the swirling allegations of manipulation and fraud. Our discussion probes deep into electoral malfeasance, questioning the integrity of the very systems that uphold our republic. Expect a thorough examination of the evidence and sentiments surrounding these topics, drawing connections that extend all the way to Venezuela. Lara Logan, what the Logan interview claims, and why it matters. In the interview, Logan and her guests describe a disturbing international trend: opaque election systems, foreign-driven influence operations, compromised institutions, and software-based vulnerabilities hidden behind layers of secrecy. According to the interview participants, these weaknesses can be exploited by foreign intelligence services, internal bad actors, corrupt political networks, or simply poor oversight and lack of transparency. Their claims are theirs, but the warning is universal. When elections become opaque, they become unsafe. And nowhere is that warning more relevant than in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Virginia's election system, the three failures we can't ignore. For several years, citizens across Virginia have gathered, analyzed, and submitted evidence showing that our state's election administration is failing at the most basic, foundational levels. These failures match exactly the types of vulnerabilities the Logan interview highlights, and they come with direct legal and constitutional consequences. Here are the three most damaging breakdowns. 1. Catastrophic voter roll failures. Virginia's voter rolls are a documented disaster. Hundreds of thousands of invalid or questionable records voters registered at UPS stores, P.O. boxes, and commercial mail centers, people who moved out of state still listed as active addresses that do not exist, empty or missing residence fields, duplicate registrations, tens of thousands of entries failing USPS address standards. These errors are not hypothetical, and they are not partisan. They come directly from official elect data, citizen-submitted affidavits, FOIA responses, and public records. Under federal law, such rolls cannot produce a legally certifiable election. Yet election officials certify anyway. Logan's interview warns that compromised or inaccurate databases create the easiest pathway for election tampering. Virginia's database is exactly that: compromised by neglect, bloated by error, and shielded from correction. 2. Machine-based voting without transparency or auditability. Virginia's voting machines are not fully inspectable by the public, the press, citizens, political parties, or even election boards. Access is denied to source code, internal machine logs, tabulation software, firmware versions, network reporting tools, and hardware-level inspection. Vendors claim proprietary code. Election officials accept this without resistance, and the public is kept in the dark. Logan's interview repeatedly emphasizes the danger of systems that cannot be audited or observed. Virginia's machines embody this danger completely. A truly transparent system has nothing to hide, but Virginia's system hides everything important. 3. No excuse absentee voting, in direct violation of the Virginia Constitution. The Constitution of Virginia is clear. Voting is to occur in your precinct on election day in public view, and ballots may not be opened or handled in secret. But the General Assembly, ignoring the Constitution, legalized 45 days of early voting, no excuse absentee voting. Permanent absentee lists, satellite offices, ballot container procedures that operate outside public visibility. This means ballots are handled and stored before election day, containers are opened, accessed, and resealed, votes are tabulated across multiple locations, and tapes are not printed until after polls close. These actions violate the plain text of the Constitution. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Logan's interview highlights how long-duration voting windows, off-site processing, and early ballot access increase systemic vulnerability. Virginia matches that pattern exactly, and the constitutional violation is undeniable. The national warning fits Virginia's local reality. You don't need foreign interference to compromise Virginia's elections. The vulnerabilities already exist: dirty rolls, non-transparent machines, and unconstitutional absentee processes. The Logan interview warns about these weaknesses at the national level. Virginia proves them at the local level. The convergence of these two realities is what creates the genuine constitutional crisis. Not speculation, not conspiracy, but structural failure. And structural failure always produces the same result: the loss of public trust. The solution is not complicated. It is constitutional. We do not need new technology, new systems, or new theories. What we need is what every free nation on earth trusts, and what our own constitution presumes. 1. Hand-marked paper ballots. Not printed on demand, not machine-marked, not QR-coded. Paper ballots that any citizen can see, hold, verify, and recount. 2. Counting in full public view. At the precinct, on election night, with cameras, poll watchers, and citizens present. No back rooms, no secrecy, no hidden tabulations. 3. Eliminate drop boxes completely. Drop boxes break chain of custody. They invite abuse. They remove oversight. They serve no necessary purpose and introduce every conceivable risk. 4. Restore absentee voting to excuse only. This is not optional. It is not partisan. It is not extreme. It is constitutional. The Commonwealth must obey its own governing document: a Christian response, truth, courage, and accountability. The Bible commands Christians to test everything, hold fast to what is good. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 21. Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 11. Righteousness exalts a nation. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 34. This is a moment for clarity, not fear. For conviction, not silence. For obedience, not appeasement. The truth is not partisan. Integrity is not partisan. The Constitution is not partisan. And neither is the crisis before us. If Virginia wants trustworthy elections, it must rebuild them, now. The Logan interview raises national warnings. Virginia's election failures confirm local danger. Together, they reveal the same conclusion. The system we have is broken. The Constitution tells us how to fix it, and the people must demand nothing less. This is the moment, this is the line, this is the duty. For the sake of truth, for the sake of the Commonwealth, and for the sake of the nation, Virginia must restore transparency, accountability, and constitutional integrity to its elections. Paper ballots, public counting, no drop boxes, constitutional absentee voting, nothing less will do. Resources, version 1.0.0, stolen elections. The Takedown of Democracy's Worldwide Paperback, September 3, 2025 by Ralph Petsulo, author. 5.0 out of 5 stars, 28. Number 1 bestseller in political parties. See all formats and editions. The authorized version, ripped from the pages of a spy novel, comes a non-fiction account of an international conspiracy against freedom for every current and future American voter. It's being called the greatest criminal conspiracy in history. In 2019, two U.S. government whistleblowers investigating the Venezuelan government's involvement in drug trafficking and money laundering inadvertently discovered an international conspiracy to influence elections in the United States and in over 70 countries around the world. Stolen Elections describes how, according to the whistleblowers, the plot began with help and advice of Fidel Castro to Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez and his successor Nicolas Maduro, who developed and then rolled out a system of election fraud that was virtually undetectable. It was first used to steal the Venezuelan referendum of 2004, and subsequently penetrated the electoral systems of other Latin American countries, facilitating the elections of a string on left-leaning candidates in their respective countries. This malware was quickly brought north and deployed across electoral districts throughout the United States in collaboration with election software companies that used variations of the same source code developed in Venezuela and voting machines with parts manufactured in China. The criminal conspiracy that started with Cuba and Venezuela grew to include China, Iran, and Serbia, all countries interested in undermining the United States by sowing mistrust and division. Stolen Elections describes how the criminal conspirators have been determining the winners of U.S. elections since 2006. What's more shocking is that this criminal conspiracy avoided detection by America's over $1 trillion national security and intelligence apparatus, and for so long. It wasn't until the two very skilled, determined and courageous government whistleblowers penetrated the conspiracy by recruiting the actual software engineers who designed the system and brought the results of their investigation to the attention of the U.S. Department of Justice and Office of the Director of National Intelligence. NYT best-selling author Ralph Petsulo takes readers through the incredible risks and challenges whistleblowers Martin Rodile and famed former CIA operations officer Gary Burnchin faced as they conducted their investigation and the initial rejection they faced by members of Congress from both political parties and officials in the FBI and CIA when they first presented the evidence they had collected. Stolen Elections lays out the complex corporate front that the criminal conspiracy operated behind, the methods they used to manipulate election results in specific key election districts, and how the whistleblowers and civilian cyber experts finally blocked the criminal conspirators' efforts to steal the 2024 presidential election. Stolen Elections has been called essential reading for all those who value freedom. In an era where trust in democratic institutions hangs by a thread, Stolen Elections arrives as a thunderclap. Across more than 70 countries, including the United States, tease a meticulously researched account of software manipulation originating from Venezuela. This is essential reading for anyone valuing freedom in a fragile world. Grok.